Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing so well. I am doing so well, and let me tell you why. My dear friend, Robert Brown III, who wrote our interlude that we play before our show every night, is here visiting me from New Hampshire. And we had a beautiful health and wellness fair at the Lifestream Center here in Roanoke for the whole weekend, and it was fabulous.
Awesome! It's great how things work like that.
Totally a wonderful friends and family and soul sister and brother weekend. It was awesome.
And so it should be with this full moon in Capricorn, the family, the socialization with the friends, the bonding of the stronger experience together.
Absolutely. So what do you think about this full moon?
I think it's an interesting full moon. I find it interesting because last night we went out to Pennsylvania and at his farm, and it sits, you know, on top. It's hilltop, so it's got this high hill, and I watched the sun, the moon rise, which was pretty awesome. And for some reason, this morning, watching it set out our window. It was just spectacular. So it's definitely...
All right, so tell me the truth. Did you howl?
Yes, I did. I had to. Damn, I'm telling you, I had to howl. It was too beautiful. There were a couple coyotes out there, too, howling at it. So it was pretty funny.
So you had a chorus going on. How interesting.
We're singing
great.
A song to the moon.
Yes, yes. For our listeners out there, this full moon is very interesting because the full moon is in Capricorn, and it's kissing Pluto, the planet of empowerment and transformation, retrograde in that sign. And they're both opposing both Mars and the Sun in Cancer. Now, because the moon is the ruler of Cancer, what we're seeing is to look at those things in your childhood, in your upbringing, that are part of tradition at this time, those things that helped you to build your character. This can be a very illuminating time, and you can share these stories or these adventures with others and have some really interesting conversations.
I agree with that. I mean, this is a great time to really have some open and some frank conversations, really, because Mercury is in Leo along with this, and it really gives that charm into that speech to the bonding, because, you know, you've got the Cancer, the home, the hearth, the nurturer, and then you've got the Capricorn, which is the honor, duty, you know, the mother-father, male-female issue, opposites here going along. So it really makes a great time to really set some foundations for that hearth, home, family in your life, whether it be your physical family or the people around you that you bond with this family, because they're just strong as that blood connection is at times. So I really think it's a good time to communicate with them and to really express how you feel with them. I think some great bonding comes along with this.
And I totally agree with you, but I also think it's a great time to self-parent better. That T-square to, you know, Jupiter in Libra, you know, to balance the yin-yang energy like you were discussing. I love this. We are so on the same page with this art. And, you know, and it's amazing because Chiron was rising. This happened just like 6 minutes after midnight, you know, last night. And it's amazing because Chiron is rising. And again, it has to do with having that healing attitude, about having that unconditional love and forgiveness. It's the last degree almost of Pisces retrograding. And so it allows us to look and see what inside ourselves we maybe need to go beyond and to really get that balance back. You, as a Libra, you got to love this Jupiter, right?
Well, I am entertained by it. I definitely am. It has its duality. But I do. I so agree with you with that, that this is also a time for setting foundations within yourself. You know, because on the other side, you have that Uranus and Aries T-square going on. And with that, what's going on is that you're really bonding with those I can, I am presence, that empowerment of you and who you are, and that innocence of the Aries coming in on that and saying, yes, I can empower myself and I can make these changes. And it's a perfect time for foundational changes all the way around in a person's life. If something isn't working for you now, start making a plan. Don't expect it to change overnight, because this is a process. All of these, you know, Pluto and Uranus and Jupiter are all ponderous planets. So in this time period, we can start to take footprint after footprint, do one thing at a time, start heading in that direction and setting our intent, first of all, in that direction, that this is what we want in our life, this is what we're going to go for. And not that you have to take a giant leap overnight, but just take those footsteps forward now. Make that commitment to it. Is what I'm trying to say with that. It's the perfect timing for that.
I totally agree, because, again, the Capricorn planets to me are all about creating a viable strategy in the world. And because it's a cardinal energy, it's aspiring to the highest ideal. And this T-square that's going on tonight is amazing, because it allows us to look beyond seeming limitations. And as you said, develop a plan that's a little farther out maybe, but to start to put it together. Start to organize your world and keep your eye on the goal.
Absolutely.
Well, we have a bunch of callers on here. Unbelievable. Nice. We're so glad you called in tonight. We love serving you. We love serving you. Okay, let's take the first one.
Let's do that.
Area code 917, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my phone call, my question. Thank you.
Hi,
I'm Anna. I think you have my card. You have my chart there already.
Is this
January
Anna?
28th. Yes.
I knew it was you. I could tell by your voice.
1973.
Yes. Yes. I was wondering if you can see. I mean, I had two questions. One was romance, but now I'm thinking of asking something about my dog, bringing my dog to work. Do you see that working out?
Okay, let's
take a
look. Is
there a specific reason why you want to bring your dog to work?
Yes, because my dog and I have never been separated for 13 years, and I want to, you know, take him with me to work.
Okay.
And he's getting older,
take a look
so
at
I
it.
Want to just...
Yeah. Well, I don't really see a strong confirmation on that, Anna. Now, the people
okay.
that you work for, are they dog-friendly?
Those people that I work for, yes, they are. And
okay.
they approve?
I think as long as the dog can follow commands, be well-behaved, I don't think there's going to be an issue. And like I said, if this doesn't work out for some reason, if the dog's not comfortable in that environment, it's wise for you to have a plan B, okay, if it doesn't work out. But for right now, I think you should give it a go.
But how do I present it? Do I... Sorry?
I feel the same way as she does. I'm very hesitant with this. The way I'm thinking might be the resolution to try and help this is to try and work this in. Boy, I think your dog needs another training or discipline, because I think the environment is going to be different for this little one, and I really am concerned about the adjustment of the situation. And so I think a little training, maybe bringing them in a few days a week and talking to them about starting it with just a little and working them in, might work the process both for your employer and for your dog to come to that understanding and be comfortable.
I'm just wondering, like, should I do it as a service animal? Like, it has to be with a doctor's note or something, or should I do therapy dog?
I think it would be good to have that credential, okay? I think that might make it much more legitimate to your employer, okay? And so I'm thinking that you're thinking in the right direction, Anna. I agree with that. But again, if the dog cannot make the adjustment, because he or she is used to being with you in a home environment, okay? And, of course, as you know, animals can perceive and hear things that we can't.
All the time. No, my dog comes with me to work everywhere, except this is a new place, so.
Right.
And there's an adjustment with the environment, the difference of the environment.
So I would give it a go, but know that you have to have a plan B in case it either upsets the dog or upset someone that's working in your immediate environment. Because when you're working for someone else, you have to honor it as their territory too, and above all, actually. So I would give it a go, but know that, again, you want to make sure that the adjustment is made by one and all and everybody's happy with it. What you're telling me, this dog is used to being in another environment.
I just want to make sure I don't get fired because of this.
Well, you have to ask permission before you try and do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm working on.
Right. And if you have to make it officially a service dog or something of that nature in order for that to be okay with that particular corporation, then that's how you need to proceed.
I don't think...
Right.
And I don't think they're dog unfriendly. I think you're correct that they're not, that they're dog friendly. It's just that there's certain boundaries and limits that they expect out of an animal, whether it be a service animal or any animal around there. Okay.
Well,
so here again, I agree that you need to you need to make sure that you retrain this little one for that.
My dog is trained. He doesn't need additional training. He basically doesn't do anything other than what I need him to do.
Okay.
I think
people don't. But I just think that, again, it's important for you to introduce the concept. Because, see, what if everyone that worked there wanted to bring their dog? What would happen then?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So if you start to do it and they say it's okay, other people might want to also bring their dogs. Now you're dealing with a different dynamic, see? And most of these places that you work for, they usually want all the rules, everybody follows certain rules in order to keep things moving and going smoothly with the work ethic, okay? So, again, I would introduce the concept to them. I would tell them that it's very, very well behaved. He's very well trained. He will not be a problem. You can't just spring it on them. You're going to have to introduce this concept, okay?
Yeah. No, I used to always bring my dog, and it always worked out, but this is a different setting. I can't just, like, pop up with a dog, so I'm very careful with my set.
Yes. And you do need to do that. And but I think, again, they might go ahead and try it, but you also have to have a plan B in place if it doesn't work out for one reason or the other, just so that you're secure enough, because your dog's going to pick up on your energy, okay? So it's important for you to feel confident bringing him in there, because then he's going to feel confident with you, okay?
Yes.
Keep us posted, okay?
Okay, I will. My God, this will take a while.
Well, many blessings to you.
Thank you. Thank you for reading.
All right, God bless. All right, bye-bye. I love people that love animals, but again, some places are more comfortable for them than others, you know. It's, you know, I love how deeply she cares for her dog. How sweet is that? Oh, my goodness.
Well, and it's a really strong connection between the two of them, so I can understand why she wants to do that. But, again, here, there's, you know, sometimes things change, and, you know, so I think it's a good idea, and I've seen it work really well in a lot of environments. I know several people who have service dogs, and it works beautifully. So it's all a matter of how you approach it and what she does with it.
I'm sending her positive energy for this transition.
Absolutely.
For sure. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 540, you're on the air.
Hello? This is Jolyn. I guess it's me. Is it me?
Yes, Jolyn. How are you doing?
Good.
I got your message,
but
I've been at a fair all weekend. I got your message, but I've been at a fair all weekend, so I couldn't get back to you. But so
no
great
worries,
to hear from you on the air.
Now.
This is wonderful. Okay.
Yeah, so I just wanted to ask. I have two sort of people in my life. I know I feel confirmed already by, like, my intuition on one, but just wanted to ask what the stars say and what y'all thought. So, the first one would be February 11th, 1979, in Houston at 11 or 10:30 or between either like 10 or 11 a.m. birthday time.
11:11. What's the year?
It's February 11th, 2/11/79.
Got it. And where?
Houston, Texas.
And you said you had a time?
He said 10 or 11 a.m., so I guess 10:30 would be safe. I don't know how y'all want to do it.
And who's the other one?
It's March 23rd, 3/23/80 at 12 p.m. in Roanoke, Virginia.
Now, is the 211 person also living in Roanoke?
What?
Is the 211-79 person also relocated to Roanoke?
He's relocated to here, yes.
Okay.
Oh, 12:45 p.m. on the April birthday, and that's in Roanoke.
Okay. And I don't think my partner Jacqueline has your birth information, so let me give it to her.
Yeah, I do. I have January 24th.
Oh, you do have it?
Yeah.
Correct. Okay, good. Then I am looking at the right one.
Yippee!
Oh, wow. This one's interesting.
Still punching him in here.
Wow, you're
just really popular.
You picked two really interesting creatures. Okay.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to tell you. You know, I think you should do better. but on each one, you know, you have this benefit and this affliction. Okay, on both of these, and the second one, first of all, is a little too egocentric for you.
Yes. Okay.
I really don't think that relationship. I think it's more of a kinship, and I do feel like you guys feel like you've known each other before, and there's a familiarity to this. So I understand the connection of the familiarity, but on a day-to-day basis, I think this one will drive you crazy.
A little bit selfish.
Nobody can crush your feathers like that. You're a little bit freer than that. You understand it that way?
Yeah.
Okay. On the other hand, the other one can baffle you at points of time. I think this one really makes you look within yourself and makes you really have to be truly who you are and really confident in who you are for this relationship to work. I think you really need to know the boundaries and limits and know what you're agreeable to and not agreeable to and really make some boundaries and limits on this relationship, as I'm going to say, for it to work out. I think this is a more compatible one than the other one is, but it can also go very bad as well. Again, here, there's certain mirroring that goes on that if both of you two are to face your stuff, okay, and it has to be in the process because neither one intends harm to each other, but here again can bring things up in each other that are just, you know, challenging to get through, put it finally. So again, they're both interesting. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree with you. What I think about, what I think about the one that's more on 211, I like the chart. And I like the chart for one reason. This gentleman has three major planets sitting on your ascendant, which is your natural soul vibration. There's a lot of air here. And if you can use great conversation, understanding, and acceptance, it's a go. It's a go. That's how I see it. The second one is
4223. I just want to put one more footnote with this because I so agree with Aphrodite. The thing is that it takes two to play. He has to be willing to be open. Okay, he has to be, 50% of our life is free will, and he has to be there saying, yes, I'm willing to do this. Okay, so remember that. I'm sorry, Aphrodite, go ahead.
Right.
No, you're fine. On the other one, there's also a potential, okay, that I can see here. But I don't, I agree with Jacqueline, it's not really a fit. I think it'd be too much role playing going on here. His Saturn sits on your moon. Sometimes that can be a good connection as far as commitment, but I think both of you would lose a certain level of independence in this relationship, and ultimately it would not be comfortable. There's no negative design here, in other words.
Since I have children, it's kind of like, he's so good with them, and he's like
great.
A friend for a really long time.
He's great with kids.
Yeah. He's like, and it's so awesome for me to have somebody in my life that I like already know and trust and can see him around my children. And it's just it's a natural like family type feel, which is interesting given the moon situation right now too. But, very independent and free-spirited, and I don't know if he would want to be, feel tied down by that, you know. but there's it's just like there's the some sort of thing that that he like keeps coming back.
And again, think of this as a very honor, duty, responsibility bound relationship. Okay. Again, Aphrodite was talking about how it's a little restrictive for both of you. Okay. And yes, he would be a great father for your kids. He would be honor bound, duty bound, responsible bound with this, but it would be somewhat limiting and restrictive for both of you. Okay. And so here again, yes, I can understand why you would say it's great for my kids, but is it really great for the both of you? And that's where you have to look at the sacrifice you would have to make this relationship work, because it would be a sacrifice on both of your parts to be able to stay together.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
But you know what? The way I look at it, you're basically looking into these possibilities, and I really appreciate that about your character. And again, you're not making bad choices here, but like Jacqueline pointed out, especially when there's children involved, you want the perfect fit.
I want it all.
And that makes it a little harder on you, doesn't it? That makes it a little harder on you, babe, okay?
Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. Keep us posted. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks.
All right, God bless. All right, bye-bye. She is an amazing individual, for sure. Okay. Let's go for the next one.
Okay.
Area code 917-376, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies. This is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi. You have my birth information from before. Would you like me to give it to you again?
May 26, 1956.
That's it. You found me.
All right.
You have been found. Now, do you still live in New York?
Yes, I do. I still live here.
Do you have a question for us tonight?
Yes. What is going on? I feel I'm in a position of transition. And I'm not quite sure what I'm transitioning to. So what do you pick up on my chart that's going on now and maybe in the next month or two?
This is a beautiful time for you. Venus is passing over your sun. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Stands out like a neon sign in your chart. Mars is going to be passing over your Uranus. And what are you doing for a living?
I'm a development officer for a nonprofit. That means I get them their money.
All right. That's a good thing.
And you're cooking with gas, girl. You're doing a great job here. You're doing a great job here.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want? Because Jupiter is transiting through your first house. This is setting you up for a lot of different good things ahead for you, okay? So there's no self-doubt. This is all about the goddess within you and bringing it out and saying, this is who I am and this is what I want. This is like, you know, you're going through a major transformation, and it's all about what you love and really rebalancing your life where you have what you love in your life.
Actually, you know, that's very accurate. I just came back from a meditation, and all I kept thinking about was choices and paths and doorways, you know. It's, you know, all that stuff in a metaphorical way of thinking. So I guess it would be nice to see anything specific that you could point to. Because, frankly, I don't even know what I want right now. All I know is that I'm on a period of change and making choices, things that I didn't even know I had a choice about before. I'm starting to realize I have choices.
It's really about self-love and self-appreciation, Ellen.
Okay.
And to recognize the value of who you are and what you're about. The North Node is sitting on your Jupiter-Pluto conjunction in Leo in the 11th house of not-for-profits, okay? So the job is great. Uranus is sitting on your vertex in your 7th house of marriage and close personal relationships. You want to be excited about the people that are closest to you. You want them to be an epiphany every conversation right now. And Saturn right now is retrograde in your third house of the community where you live. So this is a time there's people that you've been in your life for a while you want to keep, but you also want to go through some kind of change of lifestyle here. You work hard, do a great job, you really mean it, you're spectacular, but now is the time to look at the other facets of yourself that have been denied self-expression. It's a time for you to get into that self-expression on the hours you're not in your job. You're doing your spiritual thing. That's what you need to be focusing on.
And that's what's going on. I mean, you picked it up. As I said, I just came back from a retreat, and it was a spiritual experience and all this. I guess I can tell you you're accurate, and I just have to go with the flow, it seems.
Trust the process.
And you're in a beautiful grand trine right now in fire.
A beautiful grand trine in what? I'm sorry.
In fire. All about motivation, inspiration. It's all about that. And I so agree with Jacqueline. The Venus is sitting right on both your sun and your Mercury in your eighth house of the depth of your inner conversation between your higher self and your earthbound reality. It's amazing what's going on in your chart right now, for sure.
Yeah. I feel it. I just wish I'm more used to dealing with the earthly plane, and so I guess I'm feeling a little bit lost, but I want to thank you for bringing that out.
And what I want to tell you is follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. That's what I'm getting. I don't know what to tell you about that.
Thank you, ladies. I appreciate the reading.
Well, many blessings to you, and keep us posted, Ellen. We want to hear from you, okay?
Thank you again. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, God bless. All right, bye-bye. Amazing all that stuff happens at one time in one chart. Huh, Jacqueline?
Oh, I was looking at this chart, and I'm like, this is such an amazing transformation. You know, again, a door opening isn't the thing. It's a whole new... It's walking from one lifestyle to another. It's really a major shift with her. It's for a benefit.
It's almost like going to another planet.
There you go. Trying a new one on.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Okay. Area code 760, you're on the air.
Hello, Aphrodite and Jacqueline. What a lovely name, Aphrodite. Is that of Aphrodite?
It's Aphrodite. It means a little piece of the goddess of love, actually. Yes.
No, that's what I was saying. We have exactly the reference to the goddess. My name is Carolyn, and my birth date is January 6th. 1944 at 7:56 a.m. in Los Angeles, California.
And that was 1954.
And where do you live now?
No, thanks for shaving 10 years 44. Off. 44. a lot of double digits, but anyway, what is age but a number?
And the time again?
7:56 a.m. So I'm a double Capricorn, you know. And it's...
Right. Do you still live in L.A.?
No. I'm in California still, but in San Diego County.
Ah.
Okay. There could be a difference on the ascendant. I want to take a look at that for you. Okay. Let's take a peek and see what's going on with you, Carolyn. So nice of you calling.
Sure,
well, I appreciate
Capricorn.
Your interest in...
You're not just a double Capricorn. You're a triple Capricorn. You have Mercury.
Exactly. I got the triple whammy. Let's just say I've had, to put it euphemistically, a beleaguered lifetime of challenges, and I'm hopeful that you may see, again, speaking euphemistically, a respite or a relief because I'm getting pretty worn out, to put it mildly. And so, yeah.
Okay. Let's take a look at that. All right. You came in with 13 degrees of Capricorn.
And particularly, when I was looking at this moon squared and Pluto and all of that, I'm thinking, oh, no, not again. Because every full moon or eclipse, I get hit again anyway. I don't know.
Well, this one's empowering you, Carolyn. This one's empowering you because of what you've already experienced. You have to remember that the moon is kissing retrograde Pluto. So it's your time, I think, to look at your progress, look at all the challenges you have faced and how you've gotten through them. So the power of your own will and your own integrity, okay? That is big right now for you.
Thank you for that. Yes, I've always, my integrity is still intact in spite of, regardless of what has happened to me.
And you have actually helped a lot of people that have seen your example. You don't realize the tremendous presence you have when you step in with people, all you've been through and how you made it. And this is your time, I want to say, to rest on your laurels a little bit. How about that?
Well, acknowledgement, because part of the tragedy is that I've become, from circumstances and to hold on to my integrity, completely isolated and alone in my continuing struggle, and physically too. I'm the reality of our incarnation is that we're in a physical body, and I've been under unremitting, let's just say, attack and betrayal, and that sounds very dramatic, but I'm not overstating at all. And now I'm continuing to struggle under the most challenging of circumstances, particularly the physical.
Well, you're in a Saturn opposition, which is really tough, okay? Because Saturn's your ruler, and you're in a Saturn opposition.
Right, double.
And Saturn
triple.
In the heavens above us is still retrograde. And Saturn is still retrograde until the end of the month of August. So what you're dealing with is you're dealing with, again, past issues for you to kind of reevaluate them and go through the mental movies and look at both sides of the question, okay? Now, the other planets you have in Gemini are very early, okay? But the Saturn opposition right now, this oppositions give you choices of how you address that which you're currently viewing, okay? Oppositions give us a choice. There's a challenge there, but you can choose to embrace the lesson or deny it. And you do have that power right now, by the way, okay? But you also have the North Node sitting on your Jupiter, and that is giving you some power right now to follow your heart.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that. Thank you. I just have felt so powerless. I'm a warrior. I've struggled, and with no one to watch my back or my side. But again, you only have so much rebound. And as far as the choices, I always, per your earlier comment, thank you so much for that acknowledgement of my choices are always geared by, or I'm just saying, by integrity, you know, by honor, you know, I'm a Catholic duty, but I'm also have, ironically, all the qualities of the Cancer, you know, the sacrifice, honor, duty, what's right, what's in spite of the hits I will take to maintain that integrity. That's always the choice I've made, which is one reason for all the unremitting hits or challenges. Yeah.
Well, the Cancer planets that are opposing the full moon tonight are in your seventh house. Of course, the seventh house rules close friends, personal relationships, but also it rules litigation. And it rules the ability to balance the intellect and the emotion. Okay? And that is what this full moon is about. And it's not afflicting your chart in any way. If anything, it's going to try and bring you to that balance by review, is what I'm seeing. What do you see, Jacqueline?
Well, you're a Capricorn. Okay? And the symbology for Capricorn is a mountain goat, okay? The point of that the reason why I'm saying that, is you've climbed this mountain, and you've climbed it, and you've climbed it, and you've climbed it, okay? This time, you know better. You know how to climb this mountain. You're going through a major transformation and change in your life one more time again. And with one thing that we haven't talked about is the Uranus effect on you, okay?
Yeah,
because
I wondered about them.
The Uranus effect on that, even though it's not directly aspecting your Saturn, with you in the Capricorn energy, and it's not directly hitting your Mercury, it's 8 degrees off, it's hitting the side of it. So it's giving you this slight nudge and saying, if I live in the now, I live in the present, if I just take that initiative and live day to day and care less about the rest of it, I know my integrity is intact, and I'm going to climb this mountain, I'm going to stand on it, and there is where you're going to get your recognition. So it's every day by day, especially with the physical affliction, it's every day by day. The one thing that your body needs is every day you have to add some kind of movement to your lifestyle. Stretch yourself just a little bit more with the movement, no matter how minor it is. The more you move, the stronger you get. That's part of who you are. Take that mountain goat and assure yourself, because the problem that you're having with this is that you doubt yourself can make it through this. And the point is I don't know a Capricorn that can't make it through anything. Okay, I have, she is now almost 90 years old, aunt who is a Capricorn and has made it through a whole heck of a lot. And here again, has been through many surgeries and everything else and succeeded through it. The reason why she still stays here is the same reason why you are here, because you are here to finish your mission, and until you finish that mission, no matter how much you try and get off of this earth, you're not going to leave this earth. So you have to climb a mountain. Every Capricorn does. You can succeed to get to the top because you won't die. So reassure yourself that you have the power to do it, and you'll find taking it day by day, it'll make it a lot better, and you'll get there. I promise you.
Yes, well, I know you two would understand the metaphor of Sisyphus. My life has been Sisyphusian, and the mountain, with the mountain goat, you know, I've been to the summits, I've been battered, whatever, and yet we cling to the, and I've always believed, regardless of what happens, that again, but it's starting from the bottom and this arduous, horrible, you know, rolling the rock back up, only to have it, because my nature is to be hopeful and positive, and to try desperately to live in the now in spite of getting pulled back into the past and the ongoing circumstances. But so over and over, countless, endless times, you see my age, I have just pushed everything, you know, and just found the beauty, the awe, the smartest thing, I mean, the most lovely thing of nature, and very tuned into something, whether it's laughter, which is a wonderful gift, just to keep going and to try again. But the reality is, that
sure.
Every time I get smacked back down, and it's not from a lack of positivism and I'm a researcher. I am so tough. I will just keep, you know, trying everything.
I understand
yeah.
That.
But I'm getting to the point where my body is recently again and again this last month, just not only been pushed back, but further than where I was from the last trip up the summit.
I understand.
Okay.
But it's asking you one last time, do this one last time, but trust that you'll make it there this time. Believe that you'll make it there this time. It wants you to have that trust. Again here, I know that it's taking a step back, and over the summer, you still have those restrictions. With Saturn in Sagittarius, it's got that duality of the up and down of your physical health. Again, you are Saturn-generated, so you have to look that it's in a dual sign, and it's going to go up and down right now. At the end of August, I think it's like the 21st, it goes direct. Then you start to make that progress. That's what I'm saying, just a little bit.
Well, that's so helpful. Sorry, that's so helpful because that gives me hope, if you knew the extent of the struggle. And believe me, I believe in around Easter, and I'm very spiritual. And, you know, I thought, I can do another Phoenix thing. You will not believe the multiple times I've done that already under the most, and we're saying in spite of the medical profession, I've been poisoned, butchered, I've been you know, literally. And I've still managed to fight my way back. But and I really believed it because I think I did, but you could say, well, deep down, perhaps you didn't, particularly around the time of Easter. It was not if I'm going to pull off the Phoenix manifestation once again, and it's such an appropriate time of year of rebirth and regeneration back in April. And I did. I found something that was helping, and then I got almost like poisoned again. I got a bad, bad. So, you know, again, in spite of my optimism, which I expressed and lived and moved, when I feel well enough to move, I move, believe me. And so it just, I'm so glad to hear the message, though, that you do see an end in sight, albeit, because I do feel I'm not afraid of death or just afraid of dying disorganized, but my life is so, it's become so painful. Well, I still find if I see a beautiful bird or whatever, I just, you know, am in awe of nature and love that. But when your quality of life gets so, so bad, and yet I don't feel my mission is over. I was given some gifts that I haven't been able to manifest. And so I do believe that. And yet I just was having trouble saying, I just don't know if I can find my way again. So, you know, that's, thank you for that message. So August, I'll look for things to clear. And also one last question. You mentioned earlier, ladies, Chiron. I kind of am Chiron, the wounded warrior. Does Chiron figure into this anywhere?
Well, Neptune's retrograde in Pisces and hasn't been where it is right now by degree for 165 years. It's a new passage for everyone. And it's opposing your natal Chiron, okay? And it's asking you, let me tell you what I know about Capricorn from my studies. There's two kinds of Capricorns. There's one that walks up that mountain alone and gets to the summit. And then there's a Capricorn that gets to the summit and sees its fellows down the water and jumps into the sea with its fishtail, is accompanied by support. And I think you're almost there.
I'm so glad to hear that. Thank you so much for that message. My heart is resonating because I'm also, it's kind of funny, I'm so in tune to the earth and nature and animals. I've just blessed, and I'm just so in love with nature and all aspects, and I was, many of my gifts manifest in that way. And yet I'm also, I loved, when I was a little girl, I saw the goat, your Capricorn goat, you know, thank God I have had the stubbornness to hold on, but also I've been a child of the sea. I mean, I swim miles in the ocean, like a porpoise. I was just such a sea, and yet.
When was the last time you took a swim with a dolphin? Go and swim with the dolphins. Go to Florida. Go swim with some dolphins, okay?
I can't even make it to the market right now, lady, but thanks for the thought.
I understand that. But if you can visualize that could be a very powerful meditation for you.
Would be indeed. Yeah. Well, thank you. But the thing too is the saddest thing is I am very comfortable with solitude and, you know, but yet I'm a peep. You can tell I just love people and I'm with animals and people. And yet the greatest sadness too has been this absolute isolation and deprivation from human support or commiseration. And so you've given that to me today and thank you so much.
Well, keep us posted. Many blessings to you.
Keep sending the good vibes my way, please. You can tell I'm a child of the 60s.
We're doing our best, babe. Okay. God bless you.
Your halos are shining. Thank you so much. Blessings. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. A lot to take on.
She's climbing a big mountain.
So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
I think this is somebody that you know. Let me see here. Area code 561714, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Charles. How are you tonight?
Hey, we were talking about you.
You were.
We were conferring upon your situation before we even got on the air.
Oh, well, that's why I'm calling, because it sure seems like it couldn't be worse at the moment.
Well, Africa.
Well, let me tell you the good news.
There.
Okay.
Go ahead. You tell him then.
No, you tell him. You're the one that found it.
Okay. I looked at your chart, and she said, and then I said, she said, I got all these great cards. I don't know what happened, blah, blah. And I said, okay. So I pulled up your chart, and I looked to see over the last few days if there was something sitting on either your part of dismissal and resignation or your part of sudden parting, okay? And that did not show up. So I said, well, let me do a data search. Let me do a data search. The sun 2 days ago was sitting on your part of catastrophe and loss. Drastic change. Oh, yes. And she saw the emperor in your cards. So you have been set free to do something where you are the emperor. Because apparently you are not the emperor in your last situation. Okay? And again, the divine works in mysterious ways, Charles. Just trust. You've been cut loose for something better. Trust me on this one.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, this is how our conversation went, because I strictly came up and I go, look, Aphrodite, I don't know what happened. This is just so strange. I've never seen this in my life, okay?
Okay.
I've never had such good confirmation cards. You know, like we were talking about, the Emperor's a solid foundation. It shows a solid, strong, long-term opportunity, okay? And here, for that transition to happen, you floored me. You said, do you have anything to say about it? And I said, I didn't even answer you, because
I've never seen it.
Okay? So I waited until I talked to Aphrodite here. And so the point is that I know for a fact that there is a solid opportunity coming to you, that it's going to be a perfect fit, that's going to be long-term. It's very much in the present. And apparently you had to release this job to get that job is what we're looking at. And so it's not bad, even though it may feel bad right now. It's not bad. It's really good.
Your part of catastrophe and loss, your part of catastrophe and loss is in your second house of how you earn your daily bread, okay? And the sun passed over it 48 hours ago. The sun is about to hit your Jupiter tomorrow, the planet of good fortune and abundance, in that second house of how you earn your daily bread. So it is not going to be very long at all that you're going to basically find out why this happened, and it's going to be much better than what you were doing. The North Node is sitting on your Pluto in Leo in the third house of the area where you live. People know you, honey. I mean, you are so wonderful. You're very sociable. You're very generous. You're very group-oriented. You're very mission-oriented. You're awesome. And also, again, the Pluto-Moon conjunction we're going through with the new moon, this full moon, is in your eighth house of everything you've invested. So everything you've invested in your past history was not being utilized in your former job. So now what's going to happen is you're going to basically find something that does that. Okay?
Okay. Is it going to be with the same company, do you know? Because I really like working for that company.
Well, Pluto retrograde for now until the end of September, it's very likely that it would be either that company or a subsidiary of that company. Do they have that?
Connections
with another company that would be like a sister or brother company. So I don't think you're wrong to look back and say, okay, I'm not really sure I want to abdicate my throne, because Jacqueline saw the emperor, okay? So if you feel that way, psychically, go for that. You have to follow your heart right now,
okay?
The North Node, the cup overflowing of the Bibles, and Leo sitting on your Pluto, backing up into your sun over the next couple of weeks. So I feel that you really do need to just follow your heart. If you really like these people and they know you like them, walk back in and say, okay, here's the dynamic. I want to be part of what you're part of.
Okay. It came as a surprise to me, but also to everybody else, all the other vice presidents, even human resources. Nobody was aware that this was going to happen. In fact, the woman that fired me called Human Resources and asked them, walked me out to my car, and they refused because she didn't work through them and they didn't know. So is it coming from her or is it coming from somebody else? Do you have any idea why this occurred? But she's saying it was because the CEO wanted you gone. It wasn't her. But I'm almost suspicious that she was uncomfortable with me, maybe intimidated by me.
Let me take a look at that. There's several parts of trickery and deceit, okay?
Okay.
And there's no planet sitting on any of those stars in your chart right now, so I can't find that a place to go. I know Neptune's retrograde very close to your moon right now. So you are trying to keep the faith in spite of all that. God bless you. Let me look at what's going on with that Venus in Gemini. Somebody definitely is lying to you. I'm just not sure which one it is. Okay.
Well, there's really only one person then. It has to be the woman that the vice president of sales, the one that did this to me. She didn't tell anybody else. She did it and then told everybody else that needed to know.
Okay. Well, Venus is not sitting on a bad star right now. It is has two quincunxes to both your Saturn and your vertex in Scorpio. So there are hidden motivations or agendas with this woman. But I don't see that as the activation of the process. Okay? So I'm not sure. I mean, again, I don't know everything. I can just interpret this great stuff I do. Let's look at what's going on with that moon. Okay?
And what I'm going to say about it is, Charles, I wouldn't worry about, you know, again, I would think of it more detached as, well, that wasn't the best fit. And we knew that going in that wasn't the best fit for you there was the sales position. We've talked about that since you've been there, if you'll remember correctly.
Yeah. Okay? Yes, that's true.
And I would go back, and I think it's worth going back to the company and saying, well, that wasn't a good fit, but I really love your company. I agree with Aphrodite so much with this that I would go back there, and I would talk to them again about a different position, okay?
Okay.
And say, look, you know, I am an asset. I love your company, you know, utilize that to your advantage. Go in with confidence.
Because if it came from the CEO, then I would say my chances are probably minimal. But if it didn't come from him, then my chances would be better. Because I was well-liked, and I thought I was doing pretty well.
And I think you were well-liked.
Right.
And I think that, again here, I think that's part of that, you know, that whole thing with the emperor being there is that I feel that strongly that there may be another opportunity there for you.
Okay. Okay.
So I would, no matter
how,
I wouldn't think about the CEO thing or anything else. I would go directly in there and I would talk to the human resources or whoever you're going to talk to and say, look, this is what I'm looking for. This is, you know, and I'd march right back in there.
Okay. Okay. I appreciate that.
And keep us posted. If you need more, have to look into something more deeply for you, let us know, okay?
Don't worry. You'll be the first. I appreciate that.
We care about you so much. We love you very much. All right. God bless.
Thank you. I care. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We're at the top of the hour, Jack. You need to tell people where to find us.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286. 2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. And thank you so much for listening tonight and calling in. We're here to serve you. We love this beautiful spiritual art that it's kind of like a translation of a language that is ancient and secure. And we hope to talk to you again next week. We'll be here Sunday night.
Have a good one.
From 6 to 7. Have a good one.
Have a good week. Bye-bye.